BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Here's Monday's Scott Mills Daily Podcast. Our listener Luke, who is going missing for 3 weeks, has saved up a lot of our shows to listen to on the podcast. He's going to LA. Judge Rinder comes on to give us the latest Strictly gossip and talk about that dance from Friday night. Can I do you any better on bangers this week? And Sam McTrusty from Twin Atlantic is on for Real or No Real. Scott Mills, Radio 1. Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Incredible scenes earlier in the British Library. That's the British Library in London, as we got to play innuendo bingo in there. Who let us do that?
I mean, just an incredible moment. It's got me thinking, Scott. The world tour for innuendo bingo, the O2, the biggest venues in the world,
the Royal Albert Hall.
Mate, this could be the start of it.
The Sydney Opera House.
But incredible scenes at the British Library. I don't think anyone ever would expect this to be at the British Library.
The reason we played innuendo bingo in there today was I was doing a little talk about being creative, yeah, at a radio festival. Just making the show creative. And we ended it with Chris and Adele Roberts playing a live game of innuendo bingo in front of a fairly unimpressed audience. But they warmed to it.
Yeah. No, I think they found it funny. I think at first they found it quite awkward.
Yeah.
As did I.
Yeah. Quite intimidating, those situations, aren't they?
Well,
there's a lot of industry people.
Yeah, it's industry people. There's like critics in there. There's like bosses kind of level people in there as well. You know, the people in charge of the BBC. There's, you know, big names. Did you even see some of the people that were in there, Scott?
No, I chose not to look. I just kind of looked out to the audience, but didn't look at anyone in particular.
Yeah.
But I heard like the major boss of the BBC was there when I was doing my talk and when we were playing innuendo bingo.
I know. Do you have any regrets about that?
Well, yes, because we played this clip.
Let's see if you can find the link. You ready?
Yes.
Good. Gander. Jack. Cock. Gobbler.
That was in the British Library earlier. Talking about a type of bird there, of course. We only played three clips, then we had Caroline Martin off of BBC West Midlands.
That's Phil Collins and Philip Bailey. Easy Lover. It's BBC WM 95.6. Do you know what? We've just had excitement in the studio. My light bulbs went. I've just had three men come in to change or to put the power back on. I'm going to blow them every day if I get those three back again, I tell you.
Caroline talking about her light bulbs there, of course, in the studio.
In the British Library with these people watching. At that point,
hushed
by the way,
tones.
Second clip in, there was a sort of... they couldn't hold it in anymore, no. Could they?
And we finished off with the Stephen Fry clip.
But the Wild West does supply some useful clues, as I only recently recalled while I was helping my cousin Jack off a horse.
Helping his cousin Jack there get off a horse, of course.
Yeah.
Wow. I can't believe that we played it in that iconic venue
in the British Library. And then the funny thing, like the guy went on afterwards. Do you remember what he said? He started repeating the clips.
I know.
As if he was like analysing them. I was like, oh no, don't say any more.
There was an MP on after us. Very varied.
Yeah.
Kel Spellman is joining us for innuendo bingo tomorrow. First time. Kel Spellman on the show tomorrow and getting wet on Thursday. This will be good. You know the couple from Brighton off of Gogglebox, Chris and Stephen?
Oh, we've been wanting them for ages.
They are on.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Keep on holding on. Shout out 097 on the text. Grennan's voice is flawless. Grennan's voice is flames. I'm just looking back through all your previous texts here, because you can do that. Like, once we've got your number on the latest text, we can look back through the other ones.
Hmm.
2 hours ago, this guy on the Chase and Status track, his voice is insane. It's pure fire. And another one 4 hours ago, insane voice.
Do we think it's him?
5 days ago, yo, Animac, please play Tom Grennan on that new Chase and Status tune. His voice is lit.
Yeah, it is.
Is that you, Tom?
But it's an incredible voice.
He has got a great voice. But Tom, is that you?
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Summer's off, everyone. Just letting you know it's off.
It's officially gone, I think.
Winter's on. Winter's coming. No, winter's came. Right. Well, no, it's definitely autumn today. What's going on? Come on. Scott Mills on Radio 1. I hate it when you have to, like, put your shorts away again. You know I've got a special compartment for the shorts.
Yeah, I still find this a bit odd that you've got them in a, like, I don't know, their own... Do they have their own room?
Yeah, and, like, when May comes along, I just whip them out. Coming up, Tuvalu and Cool Girl. You know I love getting your emails, so you can send them to scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. Chris, I'm worried that we're going to lose a listener quite soon.
What have we done?
No one wants that. Hi, Luke.
Hiya.
You all right?
Yeah, good, thanks. Nice to see you sober.
Nice to see you sober. What's going on?
Well, I've had to go cold turkey for you guys for the last month or so because I'm going to America next week. So,
what, so you've not been listening at all?
Not at all. Nothing.
Why?
Just because I've got an 11-hour trip, so I need something to fill the time. So I thought, what's better to listen to you guys for 11 hours straight?
Oh, okay. Oh, I see what you're doing. So do you normally listen to the podcast? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, always on the podcast because right. I work most of the time. So, yeah.
Well, what you're going to do is bank it up.
Yeah, banked it all up. So I've got 27 podcasts.
So you've not been listening at all?
I've saved a few, but you know, I might have to have used Greg James in the middle or something like that.
Why are we losing you? I don't understand.
Well, it's just so I can listen to something. It's only a short-term fix, but I'll be back on after I come back from holiday.
Okay. But how long are you away for?
2 weeks.
And where are you going?
LA. So I need your advice as well, Scott.
Oh, do you want to know where to go?
Yeah, some travel advice, please.
Well, what kind of thing do you want to do?
Food and clubs.
Okay. I would say, actually, Ashton Kutcher's restaurant, Ketchup.
Okay.
Decent there.
Well, what is it? You've sold rubbish sale.
Nice
burgers.
Food. What kind of thing do you want to eat?
Bit fancy.
Yeah, it might be a bit fancy. Do you like Asian food?
Yeah.
Right, get yourself down to Koreatown.
Oh, okay. What about something like really, really, really fancy with a nice view or something like that?
Oh, okay.
What are you thinking for, a date?
Yeah, something like that. Somewhere to take the girlfriend.
I've got it. Something fancy for the girlfriend, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, go to the restaurant at the Getty Centre.
I know where that is, yeah.
Okay, so it's like Getty Centre Drive... like, kind of in town, like really, like, nice American food and amazing views.
All right, I'll put that on the to-do list then.
Sorted.
Yeah. Cool. Okay, but you made it sound like you were breaking up with us, so the point is here, you're going away for a bit, you're going to come back.
Yeah, I'll definitely come back. So, obviously, not listening to you guys at all for the last month or so, and then not while I'm in America, and then when I come back, I'll start on the podcast every day.
Right. Okay. Do you want to know what you've missed?
Don't spoil it for me, but a little bit.
Okay, right, so we had this guy on.
Me and my mate keep tweeting you and Chris, and you keep ignoring us. Right. We want to find out what your favourite flavour of crisps is.
Bet you can't wait to hear that.
What did he say, your favourite crisps?
Yeah.
Ooh.
I won't spoil it for you.
Was it salt and vinegar?
Well, no, you need to listen to the podcast. I won't spoil it for you.
Well, yeah.
Also, you know we do this thing called Instant Dragon's Den where I connect you to Deborah Meaden and you can pitch your idea?
Yeah.
Listen to this girl. This is what she called up Deborah with.
So the name of the product that I'd like to pitch to you today is called David Beckham. And
sorry, Beckham.
Ham, yes.
So that's ham with David Beckham's face in it.
Yeah, it was a good one.
Take my money. How much was she asking for?
Well, you have to listen, won't you?
You keep asking questions. just wait for it.
Also, because Bake Off's going to be off soon, there's going to be like a massive BBC gap on a Wednesday night. So Chris rang up a TV commissioner, like the person that makes all the decisions, and decided to pitch some ideas to her.
I'd like to pitch you this.
Okay.
Britain's best bush.
Yep.
That was a good one, but I can promise you, Luke, there was even better than that.
There was a Who game as well. Chris and Hemel Hempstead.
Ricky Lake.
That's on. You'll hear that.
Scott, I'm just looking at the list of things that we've done recently. I must have missed this one. What is DJ BJ?
That was the bloke that made a song a few years ago, put it on YouTube because he thought it was awesome, and now wants to retract it but doesn't know the password.
No.
Remember DJ BJ? This is his song. Truly terrible. I understand why he wants to take that down, right?
It's a bit sloppy from DJ BJ, isn't it?
Yeah, it's not very very good at all.
You've also missed Chris going into a cafe and doing a secret bake-off where he pulls apart the cakes, poor Hollywood style.
The look in his eyes when I slid my fingers in was he looked so sad.
Did he?
Oh, dear.
Luke, you've got all this to look forward to on the Scott Mills Daily Podcast.
Can't wait. Keep me entertained.
Listen, have an amazing trip to Los Angeles.
Cheers, thank you.
Hope the date goes well at the Getty Centre. Take my advice.
Cheers, will do.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Bangers is back at 2:40. I need to redeem myself. 2:40 today. 3:10, a Judge Rinder update. OMG to his dance on Saturday. Mm. Oh, wow. Was it Friday? There's two this week.
Friday. It was Friday, yeah.
Yeah. I all along said he would be good, didn't I?
Yeah.
Everyone was expecting him to be the rubbish one, not the rubbish one.
No, I wasn't expecting what happened.
The chest.
I love the beginning bit of it as well. You know where you got to do the acting at the start?
Yeah.
In fact, I think that's my favourite thing about any of the dances on Strictly is the sort of quite dodgy acting at the start.
Yeah, the panto acting at the beginning is one of my faves.
And always on the first one, it's kind of around your character. So if you're a DJ, it'll be like you pretending to DJ. Mm. If you're a judge, you're having to bang a hammer.
Yeah, and obviously the song was I'm Begging You for Mercy. Yeah. By Duffy. So much to talk about with Rinda at 3:10.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you doing Strictly or are you doing X Factor this year?
After Judge Rinder's performance, I'm leaning more towards Strictly now.
Yeah.
Just because I want to see him progress and win the show.
We're going to speak to Judge Rinder just after 3. Incredible performance at the weekend of, well, 2, Mercy, Duffy. It was a cha-cha.
Yeah.
Really good.
But I've missed the X Factor 6 chair thing that went on at the weekend. I just haven't seen it yet.
Isn't that brutal?
Yeah.
And so Louis Walsh had an absolute mare last night. What is he doing on the 6 chair challenge? Even Dermot on the side of the stage was like, is Louis okay, hon? So it's like, you know when the supply teacher's on and the whole lesson turns into an absolute shambles? That. Louis didn't know who to pick, but then he brought back people on stage again. Told them to take a seat. I mean, literally, like, if you got up and answered your door last night, Louis would be like, take a seat. Everyone had a seat. There aren't that many seats. Telling absolutely everyone to do it.
But every time he's on, I see so many people on Twitter saying, oh, Louis, you should retire, you should retire. But isn't this why he's on? It's because he's so frustrating with this kind of thing.
Yeah.
He will switch around, but he knows what he's doing.
Of course.
He knows that anything he does where it causes controversy or people are booing or anything like that is good for the X Factor.
Yeah, of course. But it is a slight emotional rollercoaster for the people that are getting up and down from the chairs all the time.
He doesn't care. He's just playing with their hearts.
And well done to him for bringing back the two boys in tinfoil last night. That's what we all wanted. Gutted the doll's gone.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Jack on Twitter, who says, I agree, Louis has lost it. Yeah, but he's doing it for the cameras. That's why they brought him back. He knows. Also, can I say hello to you if it's your first proper day at uni today? I saw loads of tweets from people this morning going, really? Because this is like the first day. Now that bulk of freshers is out the way now and people actually have to go to their first day of uni. 9 a.m. lectures were on.
Oh, that's only in some subjects because in a lot of unis, it's like you do one freshers week and then the week after is a kind of midway point. So it's not quite freshers. Like you don't go out every evening.
Do some work.
And I think technically you are meant to start lectures, but you're like, oh, I'll give it another week.
Okay, so when did you actually start?
And then you end up in my situation where you're doing retakes at the end of the year.
Right. So like, when did you start doing actual work after freshers?
Oh, I don't know. Good. The week after is for buying books and stuff like that. Hello.
So Morgana was on the Radio 1 Breakfast Show this morning. I saw her on the One Show the other night. She's funny. Mm. Do you remember when... she kind of first came to my attention when she did that cracky impression of Fern.
Yes. Which I'm never sure if Fern actually enjoyed.
I think Fern just grinned and bared it. This morning, Morgana did a Cheryl-off on Grimmy's show.
Should we have a Cheryl-off?
Yeah, let's have a Cheryl-off. Okay, okay. Grimmy, the thing is, I'm gonna have to hear a second song, man. See, I think that in my head, that sounds exactly like her.
I mean, it's uncanny.
Come on, let's say yours.
Because I've got two boobs in the semi-finals, I'm guaranteed to have a boob in the finals as one of my acts. So when it gets to the final, I think I'll feel terribly ill. I mean, one boob is this big diva with a massive, massive vocal range. And the other boob is like this little quirky thing that nobody's ever seen before.
That is good.
That is so good.
She's awesome.
She's awesome at that. And then did you hear the Natalie Cassidy off?
To be honest with her, she's a little bit upset today because she thought she was going to meet my Samuel L. Jackson. And she gets here and she finds it's a blimmin' pre-record. Not happy about that at all.
And then, obviously...
Hello, Morgana. I'm so excited to say hello to you.
Oh, my God, I can't believe it. I'm sweating. I'm so excited. I thought she can't pick up the phone because she'll have the baby in the front room and the dog in the back and she can't take the other one through because the dog's a nightmare. Oh, dear. So lovely to speak to you.
Lovely to talk to you. It does sound like I'm actually talking to myself, which is very odd.
I talk to myself.
I'm doing such a Morgana sketch this morning. I'm feeding the baby and I'm going to be late to take my dad to Sainsbury's. This is such a Morgana sketch.
All of the Morgana stuff will be on Grimmy's podcast, or you can listen again on the BBC Radio iPlayer app.
Scott Mills Daily.
Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Do you know, I'm getting so many people now when I'm playing student gigs or I'm out and about going, oh, I love bangers. It's become a real big thing now that people seem to really enjoy. All it is two songs, but it's very competitive in nature. I pick a song, Chris picks a song, you choose one that gets on every single day. Right, let's have this. I can't be having 3 weeks where Chris gets three in a row.
Yeah, you admit last 2 weeks haven't been your best on bangers.
I've got a bit melty. I chose Grenade by Bruno Mars at one point.
I think that was a low for you.
Yeah. Okay, let's do this. Tom, hello.
Good afternoon.
Are you not very well?
No, I've started with the cold, what's going around, everyone.
Have you got a man flu?
Yeah.
Which, of course, is much worse than a normal cold.
Yeah, definitely.
Are you actually ill? Or are you doing a Kelly Rowland and it's sort of, this is your sick voice? You're just trying to prove it.
I'm about to shout at who on that Kelly Rowland as well. No, I'm still at work, I'm still working.
Slaving away, what do you do?
Yep, I delivered cars for an accident repair centre.
No, that was all in cold voice, so I couldn't hear that. Yeah. No, speak clearly.
Sorry, I'm struggling.
Go on.
I'm a driver for an accident repair centre.
Got you. Okay. And what are symptoms? Are just what, the scratchy throat there, the blocked up nose, the feeling generally rubbish?
Yeah, I'm feeling like Darth Vader.
Yeah.
To be honest.
Now, this is quite like me, because when everyone's ill, and anyone's ill, I like to kind of top trump them. I'm not feeling the best today either. My ears are really blocked. Have you got that too?
Yeah, runny nose, yeah. Goes to a blocked nose.
Yeah, I've got an attractive array of tissues scattered on the desk in front of me. The team are loving it. Okay, Tom in Wakefield, this is what I've got for you today. Please like it. What was that face?
No, this is good.
Okay.
It's an improvement from last week.
Thank you. Rudimental, Ella Eyre. Waiting for tonight. Waiting all night.
Waiting not all night.
No, that's Jennifer Lopez.
I do. I do like Rudimental.
I like Rudimental.
All right. Listen, you can have that, or my Monday banger for you is this. Disco, disco, disco. Oh. It's old school Dizzy Rascal. It's not even that old school. Dirty Disco.
I was never sure about this one.
No, but you know what? For a Monday, could perk everyone up a little bit.
Discord, Discord, Discord.
You know what I'm saying?
Thing is, do you want to have a disco if you've got a man flu? That's the thing, isn't it?
It's a lot closer. It's a lot closer this week, I must admit.
It is.
Can we play? Like, this is you, right? This is. Do you remember when Kelly Rowland was sick on X Factor? Let's relive this again.
Kelly, can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. I'm sorry to ask you this, Kelly, but the name of the act you're sending home tonight, please.
This is so hard because I know how bad both of you guys want this.
She couldn't make it in from Miami because she was ill. Waiting All Night by Rudimental or Disco, 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 Disco by Dizzy Rascal. What are you going to choose?
Right, made me mind up. I am going to choose... Chris.
Oh, yes.
Good start, Mills. In fact, don't tell me the thing just skanked. Cause I got a trunk thing, she's in the bank. No need to thank, the pleasure is mine. We should try to do this again sometime. And if you want it in fact, don't worry about it. Your car don't work, we can go without it. We don't need wheels, just a will to party. I'll take you there, don't die here. I'll take you there. Disco, 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 disco. I'll take you there. I'm
Well, he's clearly on the cold and flu meds.
I mean,
there is a backlash.
There's so many messages coming in on Twitter and text saying that it's a fix.
Was that song better in your head than it actually sounded just then?
Yeah, of course it was.
Yeah.
But actually, I quite liked hearing it.
I should have got that one today.
Yeah, I do agree. You had the better song.
Travesty.
I don't know. It feels like your one has been played recently. Do you know what I mean? I think people like the Dizzy Rascal being a bit different.
Well, that's not what they're saying on the text, though, is it?
All right, yeah, I am lying.
Yeah, okay. All right, then. Fine. Okay, well, I'll try again tomorrow. You know me, I'm a trier.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Kate, who's just finished her first day at Leeds University. How's that feeling for you? Ooh, 10 a.m. lecture. Not it could have been worse.
And then there's also sorting your own food situation. There's a lot of learning.
Were you one of them that was like on the Tupperware? Hands off, this is Chris's.
Oh, no, no, I was never. I was the one that was taking everyone else's stuff.
This is Chris's, you know? Milk.
I had a housemate. Her name was Liz.
Hi,
and
Liz.
She really hated me for that. It was the milk that I would always take from other people.
Yes, you see, you look, just by the look of you, you look like a milk borrower.
Yeah. Yeah, but then you hear stories that if you do that lot, then, you know, what they do is they put something in the milk to catch you out.
Well, get your own.
That kind of thing.
What was that? What did you used to buy? This is a good tip for people who maybe don't have the much money now they've gone to uni. What was the foods you used to buy from the shop that rhymed with Wasda in Southampton?
So I found chicken nuggets that were 13 pence.
That's it.
And fish fingers. I think they were fish for 13 pence. Similar thing. But then when I learned to cook pasta after a couple of incidents which really taught me. Well, I thought I could cook pasta in a kettle quicker.
I remember that, yeah.
And it didn't work and it broke the kettle. But anyway, I eventually learned how to cook pasta, and what I would do is I'd put pasta and then I found this mutton mince.
That's it, mutton mince. I knew that's what it was. Just the word mutton with mince is...
It was 1 kilogram for a pound and you could put it straight in the frying pan.
Yes! Oh, we don't play this noise for Taylor Swift anymore, but she's still our leader. Here's Blank Space.
My next mistake, love's a game, wanna play.
The Scott Mills Daily.
And here he is. New queen of the dance floor, Judge Rinder. Hello.
Hello, Scott. How are you?
I'm good. You sound buoyant and alive, and so you should.
Do. Oh, thanks. Yeah, I'm really happy, actually, today. Although I've got to start the next one. So you're sort of on this little bit of a high, and then you arrive, you remember this, you arrive the next day to learn the new one.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh.
I know.
Do you know what I mean? It's sort of highs and lows.
Highs and lows, and you've got, what, 3 days really to learn this new one as opposed to 3 weeks for the last one?
No, exactly. Well, the good news, though, is at least I'm not filming the Judge Rinder cases, which is good.
That is good. So you've fully committed to the training of the dancing?
Well, you have to commit all the time when you're with Oksana. I mean, I don't want to the reality is she's a tough woman.
What we're going to do, I think we're going to do some Strictly Come Bingos, which is innuendo bingo.
What's innuendo? Oh, yes, go on then.
Mixed with Strictly Come Dancing. So maybe you and Oksana could come in and you could spit water over her. You'd like that, right?
Do what over her?
Spit water over her.
I'm not sure that's a wise idea. She might melt.
I've got to say, absolutely incredible scenes on the weekend. Thank you so much for providing such marvellous entertainment.
Yeah, I really wasn't expecting that. You were like a firework.
See, I was expecting that. The twirls...
The problem is a firework, it can just sort of like blow up. I'm not sure that's the analogy that worked, but thank you. Do you know what, Scott? You were terribly helpful when you said just have a good time, you know. No matter what's going on your feet, if you look like you're enjoying it, people tend to respond. So.
Yeah.
That's sort of what I did.
And it's kind of that thing of everyone going, this is the most important thing in the whole world. Yeah, just have a laugh.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, I keep sort of people keep telling me how hard I'm working. I think to myself, I'm not doing a day job like most of the people listening to your show that work actual jobs.
Yeah.
I've got someone running after me to get coffee and a beautiful woman shouting at me, telling me how to do cha-cha steps.
That's right.
This is not a job.
Not a job.
No.
Yeah.
I've got to say, though, I don't know if I should, but one of the faces...
No, feel free. Sure it'll go well. Chris,
there was this face that you pulled at times throughout your dance.
Oh, where no, I love the faces.
You were like...
It was like face of fish almost. It was like you were. It was like oh. It was like you were. It was like you were saying oh. It looked kind of fierce, but also I think it's when you're concentrating hard, your mouth kind of goes circular like a fish breathing.
What sort of fish?
Like a
blowfish.
Yeah, blowfish.
Blowfish. I knew you'd get there eventually, Chris. No, I saw it back. Yeah, I definitely need to work on that. Although, what's his name? Craig Revel Horwood said I had something about that I looked like I'd had collagen fillers.
Yeah.
I have to bow to his experience on that, don't you think?
Absolutely. I'm enjoying the Craig spats already, but I know there's going to be more.
We'll see. No, we'll see.
Yeah, but he enjoyed the dance, though, but it's all about the face for him. He wasn't that keen.
No, he wasn't keen on the face, I suppose.
He's got to find something to go at, though, hasn't he?
Yeah, I suppose so. I think he just might be mildly jealous that it moves that much, really.
Yeah.
A distant memory, I would have thought.
What was the scores, Scott? I actually missed
that. We did rubbishly. We got we were on the first night. I think we did 25. We're quite down the leaderboard, actually. We're sort of, floating above the bottom.
No, but you're kind of midway, and that's not a bad place to be. But
yeah, I guess.
I don't care, because most viewed Strictly performance ever on the internet.
Really?
Have that,
nearly
ever.
Nearly 7 million.
Nearly what? 7 million, yes.
No way.
Yes, way.
Why has that happened?
Just to see his incredible chest and his pirouettes.
So. You see, Chris, there were you making jokes about fish face. Meanwhile, 7 million people have watched it.
No, I thought the dance was...
You're supposed to be plugged into the zeitgeist, Christopher.
I thought the dance was amazing. I just, 7 million views, that seems quite... Yeah, you didn't buy the views, did you?
No, my grandma's been sitting up all night. She's exhausted. I know, she's nearly 100. She's been introduced to the internet. She keeps having reply. Yeah. No, whatever it is, repeat.
Repeat. Yeah. So on to the next dance.
I can't say what it is yet, but I can say there are some fireworks. There's a lot of danger involved.
Is there?
Katy Perry fireworks.
I know, there is danger involved. I'm a bit nervous about it, to be honest. It's high risk.
Are they going to shoot you out of a cannon like they promised to do with me once, but I never got that far in the competition?
I would love to do that. Have a sort of an Anne Widdecombe moment?
Yes.
Ooh, I hadn't thought of it. I'm going to suggest it.
Suggest it to Oksana.
What's that? Wait one second. Let's see if I can suggest this to Oksana now. Oksana, they're suggesting that on one of our dances, they shoot me out of a cannon. Is that a good idea?
Brilliant.
Yeah, she's making a face. She didn't mean that. She meant that sort of Russian ironically.
And okay.
Bearing in mind Russians don't do irony terribly well, she meant no.
Very serious dancer, isn't she?
Very serious. I mean, very, very serious.
Is there a time where she doesn't talk about dancing?
Wait a second. No, she talks about other things. She talks about what you eat between dancing and what the best massage of dancing, what the best dancing shoes are.
Yep.
That sort of thing. Uh-huh. It's not all just dancing. There's dancing outfits.
Yes. Is there? Is the next dance, would you say, harder or easier than the last one?
I'd say much harder. Oh, much God. Harder. Yeah.
Well, I thought you absolutely smashed it, and you know you've got our support all the way.
Oh, thank you so much. You're so lovely. Okay.
I can't wait for next weekend.
Neither can I. Well, actually, I can. I'm quite nervous about it. All right. It's lovely to speak to you both. Chris, I hope the house move is going well and you're finished. Finish painting your house on your own.
It's a work in progress. Still no bathroom.
Really? What does it look like at the moment?
Empty.
Oh dear. Well, I would say invite me around, but I won't come. So anyway, okay. All right.
All right. Good to speak to you, Judge.
Okay. Bye.
Good luck. Bye. 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 The Scott Mills Daily. So we had an update from Judge Rinder there on Strictly.
All right. Why is he so beefy with me now as well? I noticed this last time we spoke to him. You're both getting on really well. I think what's happening is you two text each other regularly, right?
Yeah, actually, Judge Rinder texted me this morning going, well, what did you think of me at the weekend?
Yeah, so I think you two have become quite good friends. The problem is I'm like the third wheel in this situation. Whenever I talk, he throws the sass my way.
Do you think you and him have got off on the wrong, on a bad foot or something? I don't know what's happened there, but at some point...
What have I done?
I don't know, but there's something, isn't there?
But I do this with some people. I mean, sometimes it could just be my face or something like that. Something has offended him. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. Maybe we need to try and patch it up. I don't know how. We'll get him on every week for a little Judge Rinder update on Strictly. Coming up at 3:40 this afternoon is Sam McTrusty. Now, I don't think he's got a problem with you.
No, I hope not.
From Twin Atlantic. Today, they did the Radio 1 Live Lounge. They did The Chaser, the current song. And they also and I wasn't expecting that, covered Crash by Usher. I wouldn't put Twin Atlantic down as Usher fans. We'll ask him about that, and we'll get him to play Real or No Real in about 10 minutes.
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Sam McTrusty from Twin Atlantic.
Ah!
Yeah.
Hello.
Last time you were on this show was for Inuit Bingo.
Yeah, it was. It was. It was soaking wet. Yeah, this absolutely is absolutely dripping.
This is not as wet. But you know Real or No Real because you said you do sometimes listen to this show.
I do have radio on in the car. So, yeah. And I'm not up until kind of when you're on.
Oh, perfect. So kind of, yeah, right. So we're like breakfast
show. I'm not saying by default, you know, I choose.
So we're Twin Atlantic's breakfast show.
Yeah. I'm going to put that on a poster.
It's got a certain ring to it.
The Twin Atlantic breakfast show.
I think there's a mutual thing going on, though, because I find myself liking more of your tweets than I think I do anyone else's.
Right.
I don't know if you even notice this. Like, I'm a big Twin Atlantic fan. So whenever there's news, and there seems to be a lot of news at the moment.
There is, yeah.
I'm always liking away.
Chris, have you done that thing where you've followed and then unfollowed Sam to try and make him notice you?
I used to do that, but luckily he follows me now.
Oh, he does, good.
So there was no reason for you to say that.
I clicked on the little verified section and you were in there. I was like, surprised. So I was like, oh, now I need to follow him.
I'm going
to
slide into your DM
soon.
I
need to follow him back, don't I?
Please don't slide into his DM.
I will. It'll be a late night out, probably, me and you have had DJing some freshers party or something like that, Scott. Mm-hmm. And then you'll get a late night DM from me.
Congratulations on your live lounge today, by the way.
Thanks, mate. Thank
we're going to play some of that in a minute. But first, let's play Real or No Real with Sam.
A movie studio has let a four-year-old child write a family blockbuster and ended up losing $115 million.
Oof.
Okay, so who in their right mind in Hollywood is like, okay, we need a new screenplay? I know, let's get this four-year-old to do it. They look like they can do it.
Why would you do it? I guess the theory is that the four-year-old child would know best what all his mateys were liking.
If it's a kid's film.
Yeah, rather than an adult trying to work it out. And clearly it was a flawed idea from the start. It's not gone well.
Isn't four a little bit young for them to know exactly what to write?
Yeah, maybe. Would you let a four-year-old design, say, your album artwork?
Or write a song for you?
Yeah, well, our album artwork, yes. write a song. Well, I do kind of have the mind of a child for most of the day.
How do you decide what it's going to be? Like, is that genuinely a group decision? Or is it just...
It usually has been, but when we started out, like, this is a topical thing, because I was just out there trying to draw our album artwork.
You're doing it at the moment?
Mm-hmm.
Doesn't sound like you're putting much effort in if you're literally just out
Chris.
There. No, what I mean is, like, before you come in here, just out there just trying to rush it.
I'm busy. My time is
you are busy.
Expensive.
Yeah. So is it true a four-year-old wrote a family blockbuster and the movie company lost $115 million? Chris, real or no real?
I just don't know why they'd trust a four-year-old with this, so I'm going to say no real.
Sam, real or no real?
I think it's real because there's enough stupid people in Hollywood.
That one is real.
Yeah!
Right, it wasn't like a small company either. It was the former president of Paramount Pictures' four-year-old son. He wrote Monster Trucks, which starred Rob Lowe. The film was originally scheduled to come out in 2015. Studio bosses are already projecting losses of up to $115 million. Oof. Ouch.
Over the course of your lifetime, you spend £91,000 in the pub.
Oh my God, that's it.
£91,000.
I mean, that's worrying.
Probs more in Scotland, right?
Oh my God, that is so outrageous. What's wrong with you?
I'm just saying. Come on.
No, I mean, I definitely... How old am I? I need to think about it. I'm 28. Mm. I've probably spent a good chunk of that.
Do you reckon?
I mean, touring can get quite boring and like you want to go and check out bars that people have recommended, I think.
Well, you think you've spent 91 grand in the pub already?
But is that because you're
not
in a band?
Not already.
Is it because you're a band? There's more drinks to be had than your average normal.
I think that I drink less than like people who like live for the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
Or who have like a 9-to-5 lifestyle.
So you're kind of spreading it out, are you?
Yeah, I have like one or two a day. What are the symptoms of lying again? Am I showing them all?
Your eyes have gone really small.
Uh-oh.
No. Okay, so 91 grand. Chris?
Well, I mean, I reckon you've spent 91 grand in the pub already. And it's... No, that's not an insult. It's because you're so generous.
Thank you.
You're always the one to...
Shots.
But you're always the one to buy rounds.
Oh, that's nice. I thought that was meaning something else, but it was actually quite a compliment.
Yeah. Oh. It's disproportionate, the amount you buy for me and everyone else, as to what you receive.
Very
you're
kind.
Definitely in a pub, the giver.
So I have, so I've spent 91 grand already.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Because you're so...
you pointed it out. You shouldn't have pointed this out.
I need to go
you
back through the records.
You could have posted on these free drinks for the next few years.
Okay, are we saying this is true, Sam?
I'm going to go real, yeah. I think this is real.
91 grand. Always with life stats, though. It sounds like a lot, but it is over the course of your whole life. So I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
Yep.
So we run up a lifetime bill of 90 grand, £942, buying 13,000 alcoholic drinks and over 3,000 shots in what works out to be the equivalent of 1 year and 2 months at the bar.
Oh, my.
Your life.
That's scary.
Wow.
There's worse places to be.
And finally,
reality TV star Kim Kardashian has announced that she plans to become a lawyer.
What are you laughing at, Sam? A lawyer, think about it.
Well, they sue a lot of people, don't they? So she's maybe learning a lot as she goes.
Yeah. Do you mean to save money?
On legal costs.
I could be my own lawyer. Yeah, they do sue quite a lot. They're quite litigious.
Our dad was a lawyer, obviously.
Yes, famously.
And
off of O.J. Simpson.
That TV show was just on. It's maybe inspired her to hark back to her youth and...
Do you think she'll still do what she does now, father? Though? It'll be like a second job, do you reckon?
I mean, it's quite important what you wear in court and stuff like that. Yeah.
So if you weren't in Twin Atlantic, or if you could take on a second job, what would it be?
I would need to be doing something creative, I think. So I got quite into like movies, and I was allowed to direct our first music video from this new album, so... Yeah. Maybe a video director or a movie director or something.
You got
like
to
that.
Direct it?
Yeah, I got to direct it.
What was that like?
Really fancy. It was just me and a friend. We were
go
like,
do that.
Pretty much. Again, my vision come
I
to
love
life.
It. No, that's really cool. Did you have one of those chairs, like director's chairs, with your name on the back?
No, we were driving about in a Ford Focus.
Oh, okay. Glamour. Okay, so back to Kim Kardashian. Is she about to become a lawyer?
I mean, I think she's too busy taking selfies, doing what she does. So I'm going to say no real.
Sam?
Just to be weird, I think she's just so strange. It could be real.
That one is real.
Oh my God, I'm upset that that's real.
I know, but she said, if I get the time, I would like totally go to law school. So it's kind of loosely real.
Oh, okay. Well, do you know what? Do what you want to do. I'm actually happy she's doing it.
And at the end of that round of Real or No Real with Sam at Trusty.
I only got 10. Sam, you smashed it. You got them all right. 30 points.
Wow.
What a day for you.
Thank you.
Live lounge and a win on Real or No Real. Yeah. Sam, thank you very much.
Thank you.
See you soon.
See you, man.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Getting wet for the first time tomorrow. It's Radio 1 and CBBC's Kel Spellman on Innuendo Bingo at 1:45. Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.